Hi, I'm Glenn Peloso, and this time on Design Lines, I want to talk a little bit about renovation budgets. Best thing to do is to make sure that you start the whole renovation with some sort of plan. Don't just go in thinking, you know, we want to renovate the bathroom, hire a contractor, and get things rolling. You really need to figure out what it is that you have to spend in terms of a budget, and then go shopping. Have a look around, see what things are actually worth. Sometimes people get into the process thinking that it'll be much less expensive than it actually is because they don't know what an appliance costs, or they don't know what plumbing fixtures cost, and then they end up being caught. So do some shopping, make sure that you've created a realistic budget before you get in touch with anybody to actually do the work. Plan the scope of work so that you know that, okay, if we're going to take out this wall, it means that I'm probably going to end up with no floor under that wall, so we're going to have to do something to the floor, we're going to have to alter the electrical, we're going to have to alter the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning in the space, and anything else that's going to be affected, so that you know who you're going to have to be in touch with in order to get the whole thing done. And then once you've got those things finished, go out and decide what your finishes are going to be. Go shopping, figure out what the tiles are going to be, the hardwood's going to be, even figure out what your paint is going to be, the lighting is going to be, those things so that you know where you're going. In essence, what I'm saying is it's probably a really good idea at the beginning to hire a designer to get you through this process before you move on to the people who are actually going to do the work. Once you've got all of those finishes together, then you want to get in touch with all the people who are going to do the work, the electricians, the plumbers, the general contractor if you need one of those, and then you can figure out what that budget is going to be. Typically, that budget is almost equivalent to the amount of money that you're going to spend on the finishes. So whatever it is that you're buying at finishes, if you double it, you're getting some idea of where you might end up with a final quote. Once you have the quotes from all of those people who are going to do the work, now perhaps it's time to relook at the selections that you've made and make those a little bit cheaper. It's not always possible to get the labor quotes cheaper. It's worth getting two or three quotes when you're doing this sort of thing so that you know that you're comparing apples to apples, or that at least everybody is in the ballpark, nobody's overcharging you for whatever reason that they're going to do that. Once you've got those quotes in, then you can adjust what the finishes are going to be and then end up with a final quote. And you know what it is that you're going to spend before you begin to do any work. Then plan the timing of the work. Sometimes if you have to do a renovation, you need to move out of the house, it's going to be difficult in order to be able to make meals, so you might want to budget in that we're going to have to eat out for 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 nights before this renovation is complete. All of those things are going to affect what it costs, and it's best to know what you're going to get into before you get into it. You've made those adjustments, you've begun the budget, that's a great thing to be able to do. Also, in a big renovation, the one last thing to think about is how are we going to finish it in terms of furniture? Still going to need window coverings, still going to need carpets and sofas and all of those kinds of things. It's great to have a wonderful room, but if you don't have any furniture in it, it's not all of that useful. Put all of those numbers together, make sure that you're comfortable with that number, and then get the process started, and I hope that you have a fantastic renovation. Hi, this is Glenn Peloso. Thanks for listening, and remember to join me again next month for another Design Diaries podcast, right here on Focal Point eNews.